Hi everyone. I wanted to give you just some advice for doing well on the micro macro project. First of all, I just wanted to mention that this project is a very classic elementary science activity that you see in many curricula, doing this kind of a scale model. So if you can get this nailed now, then you'll be set up for doing this later. So pay extra careful attention to the mathematics and the understanding. This is not one of those times you want to let somebody else figure things out. You want to make sure you understand how it works as well. So the trick in doing this is to figure out that scale measurement, that scale factor, or what I call the base measurement. And if you can get that figured out properly, the whole thing will work nicely. Now remember, the purpose of a scale model is to sort of bring something really big down into a size that people can look at and grasp and understand. So you want to make it a very approachable size. And that's what you'll have to figure out. Now some of you working on the macro project are working with the solar system. Some of you working on the micro project are working with an atom. In both cases, you're going to have to figure out how to make those sizes approachable to somebody so that they can see, oh, okay, this is what the scale model looks like. This is how big this is compared to this. This is how far away this is compared to that. So you might want to think about getting real objects to represent either the planets or the atomic particles. It's more fun if you can have a real object, but if you have to draw something, you can certainly do that. But you want to think, how big an area do I want to portray this in? And maybe start thinking about the size of the solar system or the size of the atom relative to the area that you think you'd like to be able to put them in. Now, you might, as you go through the whole thing, you might find an area that works, but then the sizes or the distances between planets or particles kind of gets goofy. You might have to adjust your scale factor if you do that. That is the trick for this assignment. That is the challenge. So that's, if you can get that done right, then you'll have a successful scale model. That's all. Good luck.